5 new centers offering First Nations communities culturally safe, Indigenous-led legal support will soon open in Vancouver, Victoria, Nanaimo, Surrey and Kelowna. The new centers will join the 4 existing Indigenous justice centers in Chilliwack, Prince Rupert, Prince George and Merritt, alongside a virtual center that serves the entire province. In an announcement held at the new Vancouver Justice Center Thursday morning, Squawu 7 Meshik Swumik, Squamish Nation, elected council member Essex Wixton, Wilson Williams, acknowledged the effects the colonial justice system had on Indigenous communities, adding how the new centers offer promise and hope for the future. "We stand here as a witness to a heartfelt story, a journey, an integration story, a challenge our Indigenous people faced when faced with the justice system of colonialism. The foreign imposition that our people were not only new to, but were forced to adapt to a life they did not know," he said. "We turn the page to empowering our people in ways we've never done before. Each center will offer services to Indigenous people facing criminal or child protection legal matters, alongside issues with housing, addiction, mental health and employment, although the specific services will vary with each center depending on the local needs. To make communities safer, the government must address the core issues that bring people into conflict with the law and their neighbors," said Premier David Eby on Thursday. "A lifetime in and out of jail and back again doesn't make anybody safer. We have to break that cycle," he said. For Indigenous people in BC, the solutions to break that cycle are most likely to be successful if they're culturally grounded. "I'm very grateful to the First Nations Justice Council for working with us to deliver safer communities and help change lives." Eby said Indigenous justice centers are a big step towards building a brighter future for all. "We can build safe communities, we can respect people's dignity, and get them back on the right track, connect them with community and culture," he said. William said the province working in partnership with the First Nations Justice Council will help Indigenous communities continue to persevere, break barriers and create hope for the next generation. "The urban Indigenous community is rampant with challenges, but such beautiful people come from strong heritage, culture, traditions and families. This is the place that can be that strong pivotal center to help our people move forward." Corey Wilson, chair of the BC First Nations Justice Council, said the 5 new centers will lead to incredible changes within the justice system within the lives of Indigenous people, which will make for a safer, better province for everyone in BC. "Together we can dismantle this legacy that has led to what we see today, the overrepresentation of Indigenous people in the justice system. It is really only through these types of initiatives that we can work together to change these systems," she said. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com. twitter.com/MinaKerLazenby